Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe, a little COVID-19 update for you, powered by AirPro, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com. These are numbers as of yesterday. Like Joe said earlier in the show, one day increase of 15,300 here in the state of Florida to bring us up to 269,811. One day increase in Miami-Dade of 3,576, in Broward of 1,772, Monroe County 28. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPro, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirPros, acrepair.com.
What was the number again in Dade County before we get rolling here?
In Dade County, it was a one-day increase of 3,576.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Broward is 1,772. How about half of that?
All right, Zach. Well, listen. Everybody's gonna do their own thing. I think most people are following the rules, but, you know, I think over the weekend I talked to Hollywood, and he told me he saw a party full of people, young people that were, you know, partying and having a good time and chasing each other around, and it's just...
Yeah, the building next door to me had about 30 people on the balcony playing beer pong.
Yeah. Nice. So, hey, listen, man, it's just...
No, it's great. It was really great to see. Warms your heart.
They had up outside of Palm Beach, looked like they had 100, 200 people picketing for their rights to not wear a mask on the side of the road. So, you know, everybody's got their own deal right now. And anyway, so I tried to switch my meltdown Monday frustration to something else, and been talking about some of the great meltdowns in sports, and we always talk about this, the older ones, going back, some of the old managers when they didn't have, I guess they didn't have as many rules and regulations when they went on the air. I guess you could let it rip and nobody really paid attention to it. I guess, but nowadays, we just don't see it. We see more shots on social media with words and stuff like that, or maybe hidden agendas and all that stuff of what people are trying to say.
The good old days of blowups.
No, not when a guy just called somebody out or called fans out or any of that kind of stuff, or a guy just blowing up next to his locker. Those were beautiful days when... The guy was so mad, the reporters got out of the way. Teammates ran because the guy was going for a chair to throw it. Right. Those were the days, man, when a guy would pick it up and slam it against the wall, maybe threaten somebody, get into, you know, how upset they were about not pitching or losing or winning or whatever it was. I mean, those were beautiful times. And so we had some classics that we're trying to get worked out here this morning. We'll have for you a little bit later on in the show, hopefully, as we continue on.
Oh, but by the way, Joe, now in the COVID-19 like world that we're living in, you're not even going to get close to a guy in his locker room anymore.
Well, not for now, no.
You know what I mean? But, But by the way, out of all the classic blowups we've had, which was one of your favorite ones? Because it's possible that Hollywood might have it, you know, ready to go. But which one, out of all the ones that we kind of been talking about over all these years, and if you listen to the show for any amount of years, we have all those blowups.
It's got to be Lee Elia, the Cubs manager, for a cup of coffee, or it's got to be Earl Weaver with the Orioles. Those guys were fireball.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than fish just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every f***ing day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my f*** right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. What you're supposed to do is go out there and let my f***ers get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the f***ing nickel-dime people to show up. The f***ers don't even work. That's why they're out at the f***ing game. They only go out and get a f***ing job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a f***ing living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here.
That was a perfect setup. Thank you, Hollywood.
Oh, I got to tell you. He must have gone on for 10 minutes. Like, he was talking about how hard they were trying, and it's a long season, and, yeah, they're not very good right now, but, you know,
And you could tell that was one of our classic old ones, because that was the way I had to used to bleep stuff out about 15 years ago, 10 years, whatever it was, with all the different sounds that we had to put in there. And I've never had to bleep out that much stuff in one 60 or 90-second soundbite in my life.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I was watching it last night, the whole thing, and it was nonstop entertainment. It was just great. And whoever put the work in to show his players and their faces on the bench, and it was great stuff. Tommy Lasorda's another one. When Dave Kingman, King Kong, hit 3 home runs. I think he was playing for the Mets at that time against Tommy Lasorda's Dodgers. And that was a great one. That was, you know. And
can you give us just a few basic comments about the game? Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game, and that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with 3 home runs. What the f*** do you mean, what is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his of his performance? He hit 3 home runs. I'm f***ed off to lose a f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I ask it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
I just did.
That's right. Guy hits 3 home runs against us.
I miss those days.
Oh, man.
I miss those days.
We just don't... You know, now everybody, if you do that, you got to do a public apology. Those were great ones. All right, now we don't have Earl Weaver, do we? I mean, Earl's there's no way we got Earl Weaver ready to go. Now you're teasing me, man, with all the oldies but goodies. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, Woody, what am I playing? Like, guess what I have or I don't have?
I like that game. What do you mean?
How about Todd Stottlemyre blowing up at his locker in the clubhouse? No. No? All right. How about...
Talk about every time where I lose my...
Yeah! Yeah!
We're
going
to talk about it? Huh? Is that what we're going to do? I felt one pitch, all right? I lost my cool. We're going to talk about it? Huh? I busted my ass out there. You think I'm pissed? I'm pissed! Alright? Right, I'm pissed! Right, I lost my cool because I did. I lost my cool. Are you happy? I lost it. And I just lost it again. I'm pissed! Right, I'm pissed! That's my job out
Ooh. Chair. Had to chair get the chair in. Get the flying chair was beautiful. Headed for other lockers next to his. Jeez. And those are classics. And Todd Stoudemire, he just got more upset the more he talked.
Right.
And by the way, these three guys together, the amount of F-bombs thrown. There, right? You're talking about 50, 60 F-bombs in a short period of time.
Are you kidding me?
All you F-bomber throwers out there who can't stop saying it.
But Earl Weaver did it on his coach's show. Like, that's what, like, you know, all these other guys did it in a press conference or when asked a question by the locker or by their manager office, whatever it is. This dude did it. Earl Weaver did it literally on his coach's show, the sponsored coach's show that they do probably weekly or did weekly. That's why that, to me, is probably the classic of all classics.
You know, you forget, too, Earl had some great teams, man, with the Orioles. Had some great baseball teams. Had one of the great starting pitching staffs in history of baseball. Had just a phenomenal third baseman in Brooks Robinson. I mean, those were days, man. Those were the days. Those were pretty damn special. So anyway, I've been, you know, one thing about being old, like, and damn near done, is having a chance to spend time. I always say being around Joe D a little bit at some charity events, mostly Jeff Conine's charity events, and sitting with him a couple of times at lunch. And, you know, I mean, that's the greatest of all for me, because Joe D was a mystery. And not only was he one of the great baseball players of all time and played for the Yankees, and but he was married to Marilyn Monroe. I mean, right. He was married to Marilyn Monroe, who the presidents were banging. I mean, it was like, you know, all this stuff. The mob was banging. And Joe D was married to her. And, you know, and so Joe D's a super private guy. And so you're sitting next to him and you're talking, you know, about whatever he wanted to talk about and sports and, you know, relationships and trying to get, and I'm just sitting there going, damn, dude, you're with the hottest woman that like everybody, the head of the mob wanted to be with, the Kennedys were with. And Joe D was married to her, like, and worshiped this woman, and all those stories. And then on top of that, Joe D was a great baseball player, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, one of the great Yankees of all time, and all that stuff. And there he is sitting there, you know, for a couple years, and of course all the Joe D stuff through Jeff Conine and all the great work Jeff did is sitting there. You know, and then you're doing, I'm emceeing the banquet, and there's Joe D sitting in the front. And it's just crazy, crazy times. But the other one was spending time with Earl Weaver when I used to get involved. Now, Tim Robbie, this is kind of crazy. Tim Robbie, the former owner of the Miami Dolphins, he used to, as soon as he sold the team, he was out there with Earl Weaver and playing. They had a golf game out there. There was somebody else. I can't remember who was with them. So I got a chance to go out there with those guys. And I got to tell you, man, hearing Earl Weaver stories, who got kicked out of, God only knows how many games he got kicked out of, you know. I mean, he called everybody out. And, you know, he called every umpire a friggin', you know, he was F-bombing them to death in their face, throwing, spitting, just going crazy. And so I was just always consider myself to be around some of those guys, pretty lucky, you know, and see some of those guys and hear some of those guys' stories was pretty cool, pretty cool stuff. But yeah, sitting with Joe D at lunch, man, that's
nice right there.
That's a hard one for me to beat. Hey, we're going from all that stuff, and nice job, Hollywood. I know the equipment's not working. Trying to get some of those in for us today. Just outstanding stuff, but we're gonna turn it over. We got some more. David Weinstein's gonna join us. We got some legal stuff as this has turned out to be one of the craziest off-season stories we have ever had down here with DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar. And I mean, I don't know how much of this is true. I don't. You know, we'll get into all of it. They're calling it a payoff, cover-up, a criminal investigation, denial that one group's trying to get another group. They're talking about a $100,000 bounty on your head if you don't change what you said. I mean, you could not make all this stuff up. And meanwhile, these aren't two guys at the end of the bench. These are two starters in the NFL. Quentin Dunbar now with Seattle, expected to start. And DeAndre Baker, who was a first-round pick a year ago, going into a second year, is expected to be a starter for the New York Giants. And it's all with a party. And these guys are accused of putting guns to these guys' heads and stealing watches, expensive watches, and taking all their cash. Mm. Like, you can't. This is starting to make Antonio Brown's story look.
Right. This is horrible.
Anyway, we'll find out. Dave Weinstein maybe can help us out on this ongoing craziness of all the stories that have come out from the New York papers to down here to around the country with information on this story from the Miramar police and everything else. It's just one of the craziest stories. So we're going to have that for you coming up next. We'll jump into all that stuff, try to figure out what the hell's going on here and what could happen to two NFL players. But right now, I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, have you been out there to check out those SUVs? Oh, we got the Chevy Open Road Sales event going on right now. Yeah, for Silverado trucks, for Tahoes, Suburbans, and I love telling you about the Chevy SUV family because it is hot right now. The 2020 Traverse makes every drive worth the trip. It really does. It's a mid-size SUV. It's spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet doesn't compromise any of the style. The Equinox SUV, a little bit smaller SUV, but it's got everything you need, all the style and plenty of substance. Now, I want to tell you about one of my favorites, that 2020 Chevy Blazer. The Chevy Blazer's not only back, but it's got another new look. Every drive, man, you're going to really enjoy yourself, and wait till you see it. It's as good looking a midsize SUV as you will ever see. Got everything you need. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. David Weinstein joining us right now from Hinshaw & Culbertson, as he usually does when we have anything that has to do with the law and sports or just the law in general, and we need some information on it. David, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Joe.
David, good morning, man. Yeah, this one, hey, man. This is pretty good. Payoff, cover up, and now allegations, and under criminal investigation, all these different things off this DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar. Help us out a little bit. And I always feel weird when we talk about guys that I'm guessing you probably know. What's this guy's name? Michael, is it Greco? Greco? You know the guy?
Greco, yes. We all know Mike.
Yeah. So anyway, what's your take and where does this go for two guys that it's just a weird story to start with what they've been accused of, robbery at a Miramar party, considering they're both starting corners in the NFL, which just makes it the most ridiculous story. But anyway, what's your take off of what you've read so far from this story?
Well, Joe, I thought even in the age of coronavirus, it was a little strange that it's taken the state attorney's office this long to figure out whether or not they were going to file charges. These guys were arrested quite a while ago, and in normal course of proceedings, they either would have been charged or the case would have been dismissed. So now we know what was going on behind the scenes. As you mentioned, it's all allegations, but these are some pretty strong allegations about a payoff that took place, and whether or not one of their attorneys was involved in what was going on. Again, all allegations. We only know what we've read in the stories that were written by the Post and then carried also by the Herald, but Florida Department of Law Enforcement is looking into it. The police are still looking into it. These allegations are very serious. If there was a payoff to get these victims to change their stories, this is going to create a mess for everybody who's involved.
All right, just to follow up to that, I mean, it's almost like a damn movie of some kind, but I'm trying to picture, like, telling the attorney, like, hey, I can't be part of this. I'm going to leave. I'll be back in a few minutes. And then they start dishing out money to these guys and telling them, to the victims, here's your money. Now keep your mouth shut. You guys say a word, your ass is in trouble. Like, I can't even imagine that going on here now.
Well, whether or not the victims were paid off to change their stories or not say anything is one part of the story. Whether or not the lawyers involved is another part of the story. From the report in the New York Daily News, there's only video, so we don't know when certain acts took place, who said what was going on. But, you know, the victims now become potential defendants if they've perjured themselves, if they're making a false police report. Their credibility as witnesses goes way down because now it's a situation where they've changed their story. You know, the classic, or were you lying then, were you lying now, were you lying both times? It becomes much harder for the prosecutors to prove their case. In the end, it's going to make a difference criminally for Dunbar and Baker as to what the truth of the matter was on all this. But professionally, it's still going to be up to Roger Goodell to decide whether or not these guys are going to get suspended for detrimental conduct to the league, whether they should have been at that party to begin with, who these guys they're hanging out with. This is not good for either of these guys' careers.
David, how much trouble could this lawyer, Michael Greco, be in if this happened at his office, whether he was sitting in the room, whether he left the room, whether he walked out of the office, regardless of the situation, because it happened or possibly happened at his employment? Like, where does he now stand in all this? Allegedly, at least.
Again, these are all allegations. Until the truth comes out, we're not going to know what actually happened here. The biggest problem for him is the appearance of impropriety, right? And that's something that we all need to be concerned about at all times. The fact that this took place at or near his office is a problem. The question becomes, what did he know about what was going on? When did he know it? And what can they prove as to his involvement in all of this? If something takes place before you're at the situation and you have no knowledge of what was going on, you were not actively involved in what was going on, then it's not a good idea for it to have taken place at your office, but you weren't involved in it. It then comes down again to, who are they going to believe? What are these witnesses going to say as to who was involved? It's not a good situation for him, given the issues that he's had in his past.
David, four victims have changed their stories in a matter of hours from what they told the police after it happened till now. What happens in a situation where you give a police report and then the next day or the day after you completely change your story at the same time as the other people do? What happens there? Like, hey man, we made it up. Do they get in trouble now, or how does that play out?
But if it's a pure situation of, you know, we made it up, that didn't happen, then, yeah, they filed a false police report, they provided testimony that was untrue and was a lie to the police officers, they could potentially be charged with lying, giving false statements, giving a false police report, that is a big deal. You know, on the other hand, if it was just words that were taken down and they can show that it was misunderstood, not quite the same situation. But again, based on what has been reported, the affidavit that we saw that was filed by the Miramar Police Department, these guys were pretty consistent with what they said happened about who did what. And for them now to change their story, it seems to me that the Miramar Police Department is going to want the state attorney's office to bring charges against these guys for filing a false police report.
I think a lot of people really believe that some of these witnesses are really scared of a bounty that could be put on them in different areas around these guys to protect these guys. And even though it's just a threat, $100,000 bounty, that might get me to change my mind a little bit too, man, if I thought these guys might be serious or have the firepower with the people they know to do it. How do you handle that kind of stuff, man? That's old mob stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds exactly what it's like, Joe. I mean, obviously, these guys are taking that threat seriously and are going to want to change their testimony. They prefer not to have that bounty out there on them, and they prefer to change their story and not have it come true. I mean, unfortunately, in many situations, you often see victims change both their willingness to participate in a prosecution as well as potentially exactly what they said, but there's a right way and a wrong way to go about it. If you look at the Nike case with Avenatti, when those lawyers were threatened by Avenatti with this lawsuit, they turned around immediately, went to the police, started talking to them, got them involved early on, and they become witnesses. They don't become defendants in a case like this. So it's a question of what you did and how you reacted. And in this case, it just seems to be all the wrong things happening for all the wrong people.
How long do these things take? How long could this take with football season, hopefully, and I mean hopefully starting at the beginning of this, at the end of this month, how long would this stuff take to finally get settled with all this stuff going on?
Well, since both Baker and Dunbar have been arrested, the state has 180 days to bring these charges against them. If they don't bring these charges against them in that time, then they can move to be discharged and the case gets over before it's even being brought. So that's one time frame that's going to work into all of this. The other time frame that works into all of this is that Roger Goodell and the NFL, under their past practices, have said in a criminal case, we wait until it's over. So they're going to have to either put these guys on the commissioner's exempt list or they're going to have to suspend them on their own. So it seems unlikely to me that either of these guys is going to play in a season, if we have one, in 2020.
Yeah, gosh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Hey, by the way, the other part, speaking of that, are we going to be seeing COVID-19 lawsuits? Do you expect to see those in general? And we'll have, with everything that's going on?
I think we've seen some already. I think that there are a variety of different lawsuits in different areas that are coming, but I think the one you're talking about is if we have sporting events and people come down with coronavirus because they attended the sporting event, are we going to see lawsuits? I think we are going to see them. But the question then becomes, how in the world do you prove that it was the sporting event that caused you to come down with coronavirus? We don't have any contact tracers to begin with. We don't know exactly how long it takes, when you contracted it, who gave it to you. I think the burden of proof is going to be very difficult in the civil lawsuits to prove that you contracted it specifically at the sporting event.
Yeah. David, are you a mask hater? Or are you okay with the mask? Like, how do you feel? Our show has been full of hate. Yeah.
No. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Look, I wear a mask because I don't believe that I have it. I don't exhibit any symptoms, but you never can tell. So you know what? I'm willing to protect somebody else against what might happen to them because of me believing on them. And it's not that hard for anybody to just put on a mask and have a little respect and compassion for your fellow Floridian.
Right. Joe, the voice of reason, David Weinstein there. How about
sounded that? A lot nicer you saying it when I've been telling people, just put the damn mask on.
Come on, man,
just do it. Yeah, crazy stuff.
We need to cut that tape and play that for all the text machines.
Did you hear how he did that? It was like,
that was wow.
David, I want you to represent me. I like the way you said that. That was good. David, thank you, buddy.
Calling how you say it, Joe. I'm here for you. You're welcome.
Thank you, man. Yeah, presentation was beautiful.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
David Weinstein. I mean, that was...
His wife doesn't get mad at him when he says something real nice. And she goes, yeah, I was mad at you, David, but now I'm not mad because your presentation was so good to me. Like everybody's mad at me. Like, I say, hey, why do you have to say it like that? Why do you have to have that tone of voice? Like, that's the way I talk.
Anyway. Good job by David. David Weinstein from Hinshaw and Culbertson joining us. That was good. We need to cut that tape. That was good.
That's going to be a really interesting one, this DeAndre Baker and Quentin.
Joe, how is the NFL going to handle this right now?
I have no idea.
I mean, wow. My man got a lot. Something weird, right?
The commissioner got a lot of stuff on his plate.
Right.
So as far as importance, although I'm sure two teams, Seattle and New York, want to know what the hell's going on because these guys are, like I said, they were kind of penciled in as starters for both their teams. Quentin Dunbar traded to Seattle, and DeAndre Baker was a first-round pick a year ago and got a lot of guaranteed money. So, yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out. And it's just weird. Like, I mean, maybe guys are out of the game and need the money, go to a party and put a gun up in a big card game or something. Or, but what the hell are two starting NFL players doing? Like, of all things you could be doing with that money, what are you doing?
Right.
What do you do? Now the attorneys are ripping. Their attorneys are ripping how bad of guys they were. Well, exactly. Why are your guys with those guys?
Who knows? This is such a crazy story.
It is crazy, crazy stuff, isn't it?
Wow.
Hey, we got you ready for Hollywood's headlines? God only knows where Hollywood's
always
going today.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up next. We got a lot more stuff. Scott Pioli going to join us a little bit later in the show, the former general manager with a couple different NFL teams. We'll talk to him about some NFL as we get closer to starting up here. If it happens, it's going to be amazing. I got to get through the clouds to see that it really could happen at the end of this month. Anyway, hey, I want to tell you about Transworld Business Brokers. I want to tell you about Andy Cagnetta because, man, is this guy really, really good at helping you sell your company. A lot of folks wondering, hey, what's going to happen to my company? Should I sell it now? What should I do? Call Andy and his team at Transworld. Get the process started. No matter what size company you have, they can handle it. They're the largest business brokerage company in the world. That's right. They're the largest. Whether you have a $50,000 or $50 million company, call Transworld. Get it started. If you're worried about the future of your company or you're just burned out, you're stressed out, you don't want to go through this anymore, your employees are driving you nuts, you're ready to retire, get as much as you can, do something else, or just leave and go hang out for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, sure is nice to have a company this big and this good right here in our backyard. Transworld Business Advisors has been in business for more than 40 years. They sold thousands of companies just like yours. Hey, man, 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world, they can still create competition for your business. A lot of people want to be down here and want to buy companies like yours. So 50,000 to 50 million, you need to call Transworld. They're the largest business brokerage in the world. They're really good at what they do. Call them, 954-305-504-8100. That's 504-8100. Or visit tworld.com, tworld.com. I know you're going to love Andy and his team. They're going to get it done and do it quickly. Let you just get it started today. Let you know exactly what that company's worth at Transworld.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys, well, you know what time it is now. It's time for our latest Karen.
Yes.
These videos are fun. I can't get enough of these. So this one, I guess we just call her Hardware Store Karen. And she didn't want to wear her mask into the hardware store. I want you guys to listen, by the way, closely. The insult that is hurled at her from the employee of the store is MVP caliber here. So here we go with Hardware Store Karen.
Go somewhere where you want to get communism and socialism. This is America. And I have the right to do what I want and put on my body what I want. And if you're afraid of a virus, then you probably have BD. You're afraid. Stay away from me.
No, I just...
Can you guys all just step back a little bit?
Why don't you put gloves on in a freaking Tyrax suit? Because it's passing around through your hands.
Listen, go out in the sun and continue to be a raisin.
Goodbye. Is that all you got to say, you libtard?
Well, he could have called you Karen, but he hailed back.
Bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Go back in the sun and continue to be a raisin is one of the best insults I've maybe ever heard.
Jeez.
It's just fantastic. And she did look that way, by the way.
Oh, my God.
She looks like one of those Florida women that, like, fall asleep by the pool.
Right.
Oh, man, Woody.
I would say it's almost every day now, but now I'm seeing multiple ones daily, so it doesn't even matter.
They're still having still a, there's a group in South Florida, just up north, I saw last night, that had their signs out.
Right.
They want to wear a mask if they want to, and if they don't. And now they're putting the hole. You know how they put the hole in the middle of the mask? Like,
right,
okay.
Right.
That's cute. That's cute. All right, Woody, what else you got?
What a mess out there. Speaking of that, and this gets a little political here for you guys.
Not today.
Woj has found himself in a little bit of hot water here. He responded to an email from Senator Josh Hawley. And he sent an email questioning NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and the league's relationship with China, because apparently he has nothing better to do right now. And Woj wrote back, said, bleep you. Simple response, got right to the point.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't mess around. He just went F you.
Right.
This guy, by the way, has been tweeting about the NBA in China all weekend long. Like, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish here. Apparently the virus doesn't exist in Missouri or wherever he's from. I think he's from Missouri.
Right.
Just good people have that much time on their hands at this point.
Right.
Well, listen. Free Woj. Yeah, well, Woj could have not said F you, right?
Right.
He just could have done anything except F you. He said almost anything.
I don't know Woj. I've never met him or anything like that, but he seems like kind of a nerd, right?
Yes.
So I spent a lot of time with Woj on the handoff for he was using the NBC mic and doing stuff. So when I was done, I was, yeah, he's a little different. He is a little different.
He just doesn't seem like the kind of guy to tell a senator to go F himself.
No, right. he's not a warm, fuzzy guy. Maybe he is around the NBA players, but yeah, he ain't real warm and fuzzy. He's kind of, he's not making small talk at the games. It was like, they said, yeah. Hey, guys, Woj is here. Okay. And he just kind of went about his business, but he didn't do a lot of talking.
A hell of a response to an email, though.
Yeah, I just hope this senator really gets down to the bottom of this thing and really figures this thing out, because it's important.
How long will Woj get suspended for? A couple weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah, he'll be back right in time to start things up.
Yeah.
Convenient suspension there, right?
He's in the ESPN bubble right now.
They put him in timeout in the bubble?
I don't know.
So I saw like media people were checking in. Like I saw a bunch of media people posting pictures. Like, did they put him in like extra quarantine?
I don't know.
Did you hear media people had to pay $50,000 for their affiliation to whoever they were working with to let them go?
No way, really? I did not hear that.
So, man.
Holy moly.
Yeah, well, 3 months in a Motel 6 will do that to you.
Yeah, you're on a roll today.
Well, it's a shame Rondo won't be able to stay with his broken thumb. He's out six to eight weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Sad.
Yep.
And miss that 20-foot jumper that he doesn't have. What else you got?
All right, guys. Patrick Mahomes had a busy weekend. I don't know if you guys saw him running around town. Joey was in Tahoe on Thursday night and went to hit the casinos there. And, Joe, I know you go up there a lot, so I don't know much about the casinos up there, but apparently pretty good here. Is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are running around up there.
Hey, not just them. You got Charles Barkley up there. You got some pretty good guys that – like to go in there and like action at night.
Well, Mahomes can bet with the best of them, I guess, at this point, right? But he's been staying with Travis Kelce. They played in a celebrity golf tournament as well over the weekend. And Travis Kelce, this was not a great look. While Mahomes was doing an on-camera interview, came up behind him and gave him a wet willy. Not the best timing for that.
Maybe not.
By the way, if you don't know what that is, that's when you lick your finger and stick it inside someone's ear. That can probably transmit the virus.
I'm sure Chiefs management, when they saw that, were really happy about that.
This is the last getaway for kind of like it used to be, like playing this tournament, and then it was almost time for camp for all these guys in the NFL to go back to camp. So we'll see if...
Right. What are we, 2 and change, 3 weeks away from some players reporting?
Yeah, counts on they're having more meetings today trying to figure out when they want to get going because of everything. And listen, man, they got their work cut out to get this thing started on time and be able to stay healthy enough around COVID-19. But yeah, man, that's beautiful up there. That place is South Shore, North Shore. I prefer North Shore, but South Shore's got that beautiful golf course, as you guys probably saw with all those guys playing on it.
All right, guys, I remember whose birthday it was last week. We had a big party just a couple of days ago. You guys got to remember, right? 73?
OJ.
OJ yeah. Simpson. So TMZ was all over this thing. I guess TMZ doesn't like OJ because this is kind of a mean-spirited article here. I'll just read you a little snippet from this. They said the convicted felon wouldn't let the coronavirus pandemic stop him from celebrating his 73rd birthday, hitting up Jing Las Vegas in downtown late Thursday night. And one blonde woman wouldn't let the fact he killed two people in 1994 stop her from getting an OJ bear hug.
I saw those pictures, man.
It's a mean article.
Women still love OJ. My man's in his 70s. They still love him. They still want to be around him.
He shouldn't be having a party, though.
No.
I mean, it's weird. No one wearing a mask at the party.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything's open in Vegas anyway, so what does it matter? I mean, everything's open.
I don't know that anyone would feel bad if something happened to OJ, though, right?
Are all the casinos still open in Vegas?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You got to wear a mask now, though. They changed the rule.
I can't keep up with everybody around the country right now. Just haven't been able to keep up.
All right, guys, we go to Marathon for this next story here. And a 62-year-old marathon man needed stitches to his head after an iguana ran in front of his bicycle and caused him to crash. I don't know if you guys saw the aftermath of this.
I did.
But the iguana actually got tangled up in the bike, presumably throwing the guy like right over the handlebars. The iguana did not survive the collision.
No.
He got tangled up in the front tire there. These are such gross creatures, by the way.
Did you see the picture, Joe? Okay.
I did not see it.
Only way I could kind of explain the pictures is the way they used to put baseball cards in the front one and the back of your bike, and instead just put an iguana there. Oh. And it got caught. And yeah. I saw this picture. I thought it was a fake picture.
Wow.
This guy had to have been flying because that had to stop the tire. Right.
That may never happen. Like, that's...
Right. Like one in a million. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, there's iguanas all over the side of the road, though. When you're going down to the Keys and cruising, look off the side there, right by the water, and there is a ton of iguanas if there's any grass there feeding.
Yep.
Run them over with your car, not your bike, if you can.
I saw an iguana here in Orange Drive in Davie this weekend that if it got caught in a car's tire, the car would probably flip. That's how big these iguanas are.
Gross.
I mean, it looked like a tiny dinosaur.
That's a weird story, though.
Right. And this picture's even more weird, Joe.
Took the bike
down. Wait till you see this picture.
I have another animal story for you guys, by the way. We might need to get Ron McGill on for this one tomorrow. A 31-year-old male lowland gorilla, his name is Shango. I didn't know they got that old. 31 years old, got into a fight with his 26-year-old brother, Barney. They had a confrontation, and the 31-year-old gorilla had to go in and get all this medical attention here, and the pictures are pretty incredible that they put. This made national news over the weekend. They had to like basically operate on this guy, test him for COVID-19, all this different stuff. The pictures are unbelievable.
Even the gorillas are pissed off right now.
Quarantining right. Gorillas not happy.
Even they have frustration going right now. Even the gorillas at Ron McGill Zoo. That's crazy. They're living right with Ron over there. Hell, Ron talks to him in the morning. Ron knows him, knows all the monkeys and gorillas. I got to tell you, we're standing there with him. I have my family, and I got one of those VIP tours from him.
And that's surprising.
He goes, hey, girls, and my daughters were young. He goes, watch this. And he started talking to him. They were talking back to him. It was the coolest damn thing. Like, Ron talks to all the animals.
Yep. Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, man, he was. That was really cool.
One more quick clip for you guys here. We go to Family Feud, and they had like an NFL edition here. This is Bruce Smith on Family Feud.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a ten. What?
He There are very few times where Steve Harvey has to stop what he's doing.
Yeah, that was the bonus round.
Right. Like,
that's
yeah,
why I
this
buzzed
not,
him on the first. Right, the hammer was the first answer given by the whoever else went before him.
Michael
so
Irvin.
Bonus
Michael
round.
Irvin was the first guy that went, and Bruce Smith went second.
That registered and, a little bit late on that when he went penis. Man, that got,
I mean, I don't know how that comes up in a set of tools. How you're going to say hammer and then penis second. I'm
he
just
was
not
thinking
sure.
about his tool. That's all
right. Right. I guess so. Good God. It's a hell of an answer. I wonder if he would have gotten any points on that.
No.
Yeah. You don't think one out of 100 people might have surveyed and said penis?
No. No. Right. That was a little crazy. Jeez. All right. We got to go to break. This thing's gone right in the pot, man.
Right. Right. The potty. The potty. Yeah.
It's gotten really dirty around here. We got an 8 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to jump onto. Get you caught up on everything from the weekend. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.